I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinchild?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to Section B, Public Communication.
Do we have anything?
Signed up, all right. So now we'll go to section, what's the next section that we have?
Business.
Business, Section L.
Because we don't have anything in the other sections.
The Section L, Business.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. Whereas this Board of Education contemplates the issuance of bonds in the sum of $55,360,775 for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project costs by constructing a new elementary, middle, high school to house grades PK through 12 and career tech, including the allowance to abate and demolish the existing intermediate school and high school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary appurtenances. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education of Madison Plains Local School District, hereinafter called the Board of Education, counties of Madison, Fayette, and Franklin, Ohio. Section 1, that the treasurer of this Board of Education, as fiscal officer thereof, is hereby requested to certify to this Board of Education the estimated life of the improvements, assets, and or property to be made and or acquired with the proceeds of the sale of the bonds referred to in the preambles hereof and the maximum maturity of said bonds as provided in Section 133.20 of the Ohio Revised Code. Section 2, that it is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Education concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Education, and that all deliberations of this Board of Education and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
If there's anyone who's willing to second the motion.
Second.
Discussion. We talked about it a little bit at the meeting last week, but the quick turn is not ideal in that it'd be nice with the percentage that we had to have more time to go back to the public and try to communicate with them our need one, but listen, see if they will communicate with us and say what they would be willing to support. But with the basically by December having to make a decision, I'm supportive of what we're doing here. But I think we have to continue that process, have some public meetings, and try to hopefully get people to attend, try to get the word out on the need and communicate. So, anything else? All right, roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Moving on to 2. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accepts from the treasurer the signed certificate as to maximum maturity of bonds.
Second.
Discussion.
Here's said certificate.
There you go.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. and Section 3. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. Whereas the school district currently qualifies for funds from the state of Ohio for assistance in constructing classroom facilities through participation in the state of Ohio Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program of the Ohio School Facilities Commission. Whereas this Board of Education proposes to submit to the electors of the school district at the election to be held on March 19, 2024, the question of issuing bonds of this Board of Education in the amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project costs by constructing a new elementary, middle, high school to house grades PK through 12 and career tech, including improvements, furnitures, utilities, equipment, and all necessary opportunities, and the question of levying an annual direct tax on all of the taxable property in the school district outside of the 10 mil limitation to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds under authority of Section 133.18 of the Ohio Revised Code. And whereas this Board of Education desires to adopt a resolution declaring the necessity of said issue, said direct tax, and said election, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District, hereinafter called the Board of Education, counties of Madison, Fayette, and Franklin County, Franklin, Ohio, Section 1. That it is necessary to issue bonds of this Board of Education in the principal amount of $55,360,775 for the purpose described in the preambles hereof. Said bond should be dated approximately July 1st, 2024, shall bear interest at the net average rate now estimated at 3.625% per annum, and shall mature in substantially equal annual or semi-annual installments over a period not exceeding 37 years after their issuance. Section 2, that it is necessary that there shall be annually levied on all of the taxable property of the entire territory of the school district an additional direct tax outside the limitation imposed by Section 2 of Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of Ohio to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds and any anticipatory securities. Said tax shall be first levied in tax year 2024 and first collected in calendar year 2025. Section 3, that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of the entire territory of the school district at the election to be held on March 19, 2024, pursuant to Section 133.18 of the Ohio Revised Code. Section 4, that the treasurer of this Board of Education be and is hereby directed to certify a copy of this resolution to the Madison County Auditor for all required certification under Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.03, including the calculation of the estimated average annual property tax levy that will be required to pay the interest on and retire said bonds rounded to dollars for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value and in mills for each $1 of taxable value. And Section 5, that it is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Education concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Education, and that all deliberations of this Board of Education and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public, in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Second. Discussion. And one thing we didn't point out is another thing bearing on the time is the Ohio the U.S. Department of Agriculture loan. You just run through that again, the time frame. Sorry. Todd, if you wouldn't mind, just real quick, the time frame and the amount that the district saves by the current interest rate that we had from them?
Well, we were on 5% estimated annual interest rate for our bonds in the open marketplace. Now we're looking at 3.625% through the U.S. Department of Agricultural, Department of Rural Development. That saves us approximately $1 million off our requested bond millage. And that is good for another, basically 12 months from now would be our last chance to utilize those funds that have been set aside as a financing tool for us to finance the project.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but $1 million over the course of that levy, how much in dollars are we talking about?
$1 million is roughly $360,000 a year. Is what it would save the district.
All right.
Or the taxpayers of the district, I should say. Yeah.
Any more discussion? All right. Roll call.
Actually, there was one line that was skipped, and if we're going to read the whole resolution, I just want to make sure we read. Yeah.
I skipped a line?
Yeah. I didn't want to stop you in your flow there. But
And the second one?
Where we're reading here in the second paragraph, the line was allowance to abate and demolish the existing facility at school and high school site. So just to make sure we got that read as part of the resolution.
That's not in here.
On this.
Right here. On the second one that I read?
Yes. Right here, the resolution declaring a necessity.
Oh, what's this one?
On page one, the second paragraph, halfway down.
Do you want me to reread it?
No.
You just did.
No,
oh,
I just
did.
Okay.
I just
all
wanted
right.
to make sure we noted it. I mean, it's part of the record, so we're good.
Okay.
And then the other thing I just want to point out that we are roughly a year behind from where we were when we tried to pass this in November, because the date used to say said tax shall first be levied in tax year 2023 and collected in 2024. So that collection is pushed back a year because we failed to pass a levy in 2023.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zemekis?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I did not public communication.
I guess we'll move to the second public communication, section P. Did anyone sign up? All right. So the next board meeting will be on Tuesday, December 12th, 7 p.m. here in the library.
So I make the motion to adjourn the board meeting at 7:12.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zemekis?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're adjourned.